Hello, hello, everybody. Hi, it's Denise Duffield-Thomas here, and welcome to the Money Blocks webinar. I am so excited to be joining you, and I'm so excited that we've brought together so many amazing women, and I'm sure we've got some guys as well, from all around the world to come together at this time, even though we're all in different, completely different time zones, to come together for an hour of clearing our abundance blocks. And the reason why I think this is so important is that when we clear blocks for us, we really do change the world. I really want you to get that today. So if somebody can just type in, you know, my usual guys, you know the drill. If you can just type into the webcast, Denise, we can hear you. That would be fabulous. And then I can put my mind at rest and I know that I'm not talking into thin air. So if somebody can quickly do that, we can get started. I can see a lot of questions have come in already, which is totally awesome. So thank you guys for that. If someone can just type in. One of my regulars. Dale, I can see you. Now, this is really fun because I can actually see. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kate, and thank you, Anonymous. Now, guys, during this webinar, you can ask as many questions as you like. And I just said we've got a whole bunch that have already come in. All you need to do that is you need to click on the link that I sent you to listen online, even if you've called in through the phone line. And you can just put in your name and your question in there. And you can just comment as you go. Think of this as like, I know I'm in Australia and you're in wherever you are. I'm in Newcastle, Australia, and you could be anywhere. You could be in London, you could be in the States, you could be in New Zealand, you could be wherever. But I want us to think of it as we're sitting down having a cup of coffee together or a green smoothie, and we're talking honestly about money and about how we can all lead lives of more and more abundance. So what I'd love to do to start off with is to test out the question thing. If everyone just puts in their name and where they're from, I can do some shout outs and let you know where all these amazing people have come from. So if you just go ahead and do that and test it out, and I can shout out some of the names I already see. Oh, we've got Nina. Hey, Nina. Nina is one of my lovely VIP clients from London who's an actress. Who else have we got here? Lots of new names. I can see some surnames like Stucky and Jala and Scott Raymond. Hey. And Tanya. Hey, Tanya. It's good to have you here. Tina Robbins. We've got Kimberly Stepp from Indianapolis. And sometimes your place is on your Skype a little bit different to where you actually are. We've got Orlando. We've got Jennifer Hooks. Hey, Jennifer. Who else have we got here? I'm going to refresh. Hey, Tony Louise from Sunshine Coast. Anna from Washington. Lara from Seattle. Carlene from Toronto, or Toronto, I think you guys call it, like we do here too. Antonu, I hope that's right, from London. Nicola from Foster, yay! I used to live in Foster. How awesome are you? Emma from Scotland, Cara from Cornwall, Anne from Ireland, Sally from Northampton. Oh my God, Beck from Sydney. Hey guys, Melissa from US. Okay, it would take me ages to go through everyone. Oh, Leanne from Bateau Bay. Hi, Leanne. I'm from the Central Coast. I don't know if you know that. Awesome, guys. So we do have some slides for this presentation, which you can also get from that link. Now, make sure you sync it to either the webcast, if you're listening online, or to the phones, because they will be slightly different. If you can't see the slides, sometimes that happens. Don't freak out about it. Don't write me about it. I'm really sorry if it doesn't work. But it's okay. That's just really for me to give a bit of a visual aid. There's not a lot of information on the slides, but if you want to follow along, grab them now. All right. So, bit of housekeeping. We've got an hour together, and we're talking about releasing your money blocks. And I will be talking about seven blocks in particular. Now, this is information from my upcoming book, Get Rich Lucky Bitch, which, don't worry, this is not like a promo for the book, because actually everyone on my list, I'm going to do a two-day giveaway. We can get it free anyway. So all the information we're talking about today, you don't have to remember. It's awesome. But I will be talking also about how you can join the Money Bootcamp at the end. And that's, you know, I don't do any high-pressure sales stuff for my Money Bootcamp. I just want to give you the invitation if that's something you want to do. But we're here really today to talk about money blocks. Alrighty. So during this hour together, I want you to be interactive. So if you can shut down other stuff that you're working on, I'm not that, I don't know, when I'm listening to webinars, don't worry, I multitask as well. But during the meditation portion of this, which will come after we talk about the blocks, I really want you to give yourself the gift of time and space and be open to receiving whatever gifts come up during this webinar for you. Because when we're talking about having a more abundant life and becoming wealthier in all areas, it really is about being open to receiving what the universe wants to give you. And I want you to really get that it's your time to receive those gifts. And it's your time really to go to that next level of income. So if you want to tweet during it, use the hashtag LuckyBitch so I can see them. I might not be able to see them during the webinar, but I'll check them out later. Ask questions, make comments. I really want to hear from you and just be open to receiving whatever gifts come up. So during my webinars, amazing things happen. I'm just going to put it out there. So for some people, you will get an email out of the blue from a potential client if you're open to it. You will get money that comes into your PayPal account if you're open to it. You will get opportunities that come up over the next couple of days. And the reason why is because we're going to start off with my very, very favorite mantra and affirmation, and all of my clients know this, and if you're new to me, you're going to learn it too. It's very, very simple. All we do, put a hand on our heart, take a deep breath in, and you say out loud, it's my time, and I'm ready for the next step. Once more, please, it's my time, and I'm ready for the next step. If you feel like you're the person who's always like really, really impatient, you can add something else to it, which is it's my time now and I'm ready for the next step now. And I find that when you just do that affirmation, amazing things start to happen. Synchronicities happen, opportunities come up, all these amazing things start to happen. And you might start to freak out. You might go, oh shit, I don't think I'm ready. And when that happens, you put your hand on your heart again and you say, no, it's my time and I'm ready for the next step. And that's exactly why it's come up, for a reason. Okay, so we're talking about money. And so on this slide here, I've got Australian money, we've got US dollars, we've got euros, and we've got a pile of coins. So no matter where you are in the world and no matter what your income is, I really want you to get this. It is the exact same stuff that's holding you back now, stuff in the future that holds you back from going to an even bigger income level. So none of the blocks we're talking about are your fault. It's not to say that you don't deserve money or you're not special enough. And the most interesting thing when I started running my boot camp around money and different things around money, that I thought I would only get people who were kind of broke doing this work. And what I really got from that is that we had people at all different income levels. So we had people who were just starting out in business and, you know, wanted to make their first sale, or someone in a job who just wanted to get a 5% or a 10% pay increase. Then we had people who were just under six figures and they really wanted to, you know, take their business to the next level. And then we had people who were already doing multiple six figures. And at first I thought, why do you want to do work on your money blocks? And then I had people who were like almost close to $1 million doing this work with me. And I was thinking, well, why the hell would you want to be doing this work? But trust me, gorgeous, your blocks are your own personal brand of sabotage. And when you can really identify those, we're not going to necessarily eliminate them. We're just going to learn to dance with them and we're going to have the awareness for it. So it really doesn't matter if you are looking to increase your income by pennies, by, you know, dollars, euros, pounds, or, you know, double, triple, take it to six figures and beyond, or take it to a million and beyond. It is the exact same work that we're going to be doing. So that's really, really exciting. And it also, it means something bad as well, which is new level, new devil, which is what David Nagel talks about. And he says you'll overcome, you know, one challenge or one income block and you'll just hit the next one. And that isn't to sound depressing. It's just that actually when you hit the next one, you're going to be like, oh, that's just what this is. Just my money blocks coming up again, same as before. And then you can just dance with them again. It's no big deal. So our goddess for today, now I don't do a lot of goddess work, and I know there are a lot of people in my world who do, so, you know, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but my new goddess that really looks over Lucky Bitch and all of us in the Lucky Bitch community is Goddess Fortuna. So she is the goddess of fortune and luck. And if you're looking at the slides, you can see that she's beautiful. She's got, she's holding a horn full of money, and it's spilling down at her feet. She's wearing a beautiful goddess gown. She's got, you know, beautiful kind of armbands and wristbands, a gorgeous necklace, a big gold necklace, a gold crown, and then she's wearing a blindfold. And at first I was thinking, why is she wearing a blindfold? That kind of looks a bit scary and negative. And then I read about it, and it's about trusting in the unknowable future. That's all it is. But you might notice, if you can see close up or if you've ever looked at Goddess Fortuna, she's smiling. So we in the Lucky Bitch community, this is one of the things we believe, is that the universe is always working for our highest good. Even when something quote-unquote bad happens around our money, you know, you might manifest a bill or you might manifest an accident or something happens, we smile because we know that the universe is always working for our highest good in one way or another. So it's no big deal. Just taking a sip of water. And, you know, I looked around for some quotes around this, and so obviously fortune favors the brave is one of a very well-known Latin proverb. But I also saw, you know, sometimes it's fortune favors the bold. And then I even saw one which is fortune favors the clear-minded. So really, fortune favors the one who steps up and claims it. And I really want you to get that. Fortune really smiles on us when we just go, you know what? I don't have to deserve it. I'm just going to claim it because I'm here. And that's what I want. So as we go through the blocks and then as we do the meditation, Goddess Fortuna is looking out for us. And a lot of people recently in my Money Boot Camp and my clients have also bought Fortuna statues. So this is actually a statue that lives in my office. She sits on my desk and she looks over me. So I encourage you to buy one as well because she's very beautiful. So very, very quickly, I'm going to give you the two-minute Cliff's version for the people who don't know me. So if you've been on my website, you know, you might know that I'm Australian, or my accent might come as a complete shock to you and you're thinking, what is she saying? Her voice is so weird. I don't often say that I'm Australian on my website because we have a global audience here and, you know, we have people from all around the world. I am actually based in Newcastle, Australia at the moment. I used to live in London, and I travel to the States probably about 5 times a year. So, you know what? I see all of us as global citizens. I don't really feel attached to any one geographical area. So I took this photo just before the webinar started. So I'm sitting in my office, no makeup on, Lululemon stuff, looking out on a beautiful harbour, talking to you. Now, the quick version is how I became the Lucky Bitch. So a couple of years ago when I was living in London, I started using the principles of The Secret and the principles of the Law of Attraction to manifest a different life, I would say. And amazing things started to happen. I manifested a 5,000, it says dollar, but it was a pound, 5,000 pound bank error in my favor just before my university tuition was due. And then I won a scholarship to my life coaching qualification. I got given a ticket to a seminar in Vegas that I really desperately wanted to go to and had put in my calendar, one of my money tips for you guys. I won 6 months all expenses paid travel, which I'll talk about in a second. I won a book publishing course because I wanted to write a book. And then I just won bingo and money in the street and all that kind of stuff. So the 6 months all expenses paid travel was an interesting experience because I had set a goal to go traveling with my husband for 6 months. And I did all of the manifesting secrets that I talk about in Lucky Bitch, which if you haven't got, go buy it now because it's an awesome book, I have to say. Very simple, easy read, but it talks and it deconstructs exactly how I won the ultimate job competition. So you can learn all about it. But on that 6-month trip, we stayed in 5-star hotels in 12 countries around the world, and it was amazing. And if you can see the slides now, you might wonder, why are you wearing a wedding dress in all these pictures? So as part of the trip, Mark and I renewed our vows in every single hotel that we stayed at. So we renewed our vows 87 times over 6 months, and we were trying to go for a Guinness World Record, but by the time we did, by the time we beat it, which was 83, they were already up to 100. And I thought, do I really want to be known as the person who gets married all the time? No. I knew I wanted to be known as the Lucky Bitch, which I hadn't come up with the name yet, but I'd started writing the book because I knew that I had to tell other women about it. But here's the interesting thing. I was totally broke when that finished. I had no job anymore. I was only working part-time before the trip because I was starting my own business, but I was broke. And I was like, how can I be so simultaneously lucky and have no money? And I realized that it was my money blocks. I realized that because I was doing all the metaphysical things, I still was manifesting what I wanted, but I wasn't manifesting money because I had a lot of money blocks. So that's when I started to do the work around money, and I started to look at my manifesting formula and apply it directly to money. And that's when amazing things started to happen. And I have to tell you, 80% of the work in going to your next level of income is clearing your money blocks. That's all it is. It's about clearing your money blocks. Everything else, it's just not that important because, you know what? I know you're smart. I know you are beautiful. I know you're skinny enough. I know that you're worthy enough. I know that you're intelligent enough. I know that you're creative enough. I know that you are tall enough, if that was your problem. I know that you are the right color, the right size, the right gender. I know that your voice is fine. I know that your writing is enough. I know that your business is enough. I know that everything else is enough. So the only thing that is really there are your money blocks. And when I work with clients, sometimes they say, oh, well, I think I just need to do a writing course. And that one's for you, Jess. Or I think I just need to do this thing. I think I need to get another certificate or another degree before I can earn money. And I'm here to tell you it's bullshit. It's total bullshit. Really, it's absolute bullshit. You don't need to do anything else. We just need to get over your blocks. So let's talk about the 7 money blocks. And as we go, grab a piece of paper, and I just want you to jot down on each money block if this is coming up for you. Because we don't have a lot of time to, you know, go through all my tools and techniques that I recommend for clearing money blocks. But awareness is the first step. Awareness is honestly the first step. And I would say to you as well, where else has this come up in your life? Does it trigger a memory that you can clear and forgive? You know, where else has this come up for you before, and are you willing to clear it? So let's talk about the money blocks. Okay. Whoops, I just lost my slides. And for someone just said, can we make the slides bigger? You know what? It there's not much on them, so you know, don't stress too much about the slides. It's really just for me. Okay. Mistake and block number one: bartering to the universe. Now, this is not talking about bartering in general, but I really recommend that you don't barter anymore. This means giving away your services for free and swapping them for other people. So I would like you to make a line, draw a line in the sand now and say no more bartering. And trust me, if you make that commitment today, you will get 3 emails in the next 24 hours of people saying, I would love to do your course. Oh, can I get your book, but I will swap you a service for it. It will come up because it's just a test. It is just a test. So no more bartering, no more swapping. The reason why is because you need to get used to receiving actual money for what you do. it doesn't matter if it's a service that's of equal value. It doesn't matter if it's a service that you actually really do want. It doesn't matter if you feel like you can't afford to buy someone else's service and so you swap for it. It is a line in the sand that says to the universe, I am open for business and open to receiving money. So if you're in a job, you know, same thing applies. Don't give away things for free. Don't give away your time for free. Be very, very clear of what your time is worth. So that is one. If you're willing to overcome that block and draw a line in the sand, I want you to raise your hand and say, amen, lucky bitch, because this is a really important one. The other thing on this about bartering to the universe is saying to the universe, I want a new car, or I want to go on this trip, or I want, you know, $10,000 to show up so I can buy X, or I want to buy this new house. But you barter about what you're going to give up for it. And this is just as dangerous as bartering your services and time for free. Let me give you an example. When we were moving into our new place, which is a beautiful penthouse overlooking the water, just a really beautiful, inspiring, abundant environment and a huge upgrade from where we were living before. And I was saying, universe, I really want to be able to afford this place and I really want to move there. Here are all the things I'm willing to give up. I was like, I won't go to yoga anymore, and I won't buy any more clothes forever, and I won't buy any more makeup, and I promise I won't do any more trips next year. And then I went, what the hell am I doing? Why can't I have all of those things and have the apartment? So if that is something that you're doing, bartering to the universe about, I'll have this if I give up that, that is a line in the sand as well. Time to stop that. All right. Let's move on to block number two, sending mixed messages to the universe. So this is saying, I want to make 100 grand, and then you go, but I'll be happy with 30 grand. Oh, universe, I really want to, make $30,000 from this launch or from, this sale of our house or whatever, but I'll be happy with if I just break even. See how that mixed message really, really sets up some bad manifesting mojo on this, because you're really just saying to the universe, well, just send me what I'd be least, you know, that I'll be happy with at my minimum. And for that, it could be you'll get what you're given. So if that's something that you're doing, stop it. And I did this recently. I set a new money goal. And you know, if you've read my stuff before, I really recommend using your passwords on your computer, your email passwords, your whatever passwords, as your income goal or as your main goal. So I had put in, and I'll just be clear, my goal for this year is $450,000 for 2013, which some might think is crazy and some might think is little. It doesn't matter. It's just your goal. But I noticed that my iTunes password was 400,000. My Gmail password was 350,000. My other password was 450,000. My computer password was still just six figures. That used to be my password. And it was a complete mixed message. You have to be congruent, and if you chicken out, that's what you have to clear. Doesn't mean you have to change your goal, if that makes sense. No changing your goal, just get clearer on what it is and deal with the fear of it later on. All right. So block number three, being too generous with others. And this usually means you're being too generous with other people and you're not being generous enough to yourself. And perfect example of this, so Tash from the boot camp, Tash, hope you're on. She was saying that she would go out for dinner or go out for lunch with her friends, and she would always be the one who picked up the bill. And this has happened, I've heard this from a lot of women. They're always the one, oh, I'll get it. Oh, no, let me get these coffees. Oh, no, I'll get lunch. Don't worry. And after a while, you start to notice that your friends or family, they don't even offer anymore. You're the one picking up the bill and you're starting to feel a bit resentful for it. And this could show up in other ways where you actually buy your kids things all the time. Your kids have the best of everything. Or your husband always has a new suit and you're kind of left with nothing. Now, this is something, it ties in very much with guilt for women, and it ties in for kind of a bit of a martyrdom syndrome that, you know, I will go last. I will get the crumbs and everyone else deserves the best. Well, this is blocking you from going to the next level of income. So your assignment, if that is you, is next time you're at lunch or next time you're at dinner and you're with people who usually wait for you to reach for the bell, I want you to go to the bathroom or sit on your hands and just ignore it. Don't be the first one to pick it up. Practice receiving. If your friend says, oh, let me get the coffees this time, don't go, no, let me get them. You say, oh, thanks. That's great. Thank you. That's really nice of you. And you practice receiving. So if that's something that that plagues you, would love to hear about it. Okay. Block number four, overindulging. So this could be that you overindulge in shopping or food or just spending money on things that you don't necessarily need to spend on. It could be that you spend money on courses that you don't really need. And it really is, I see it as being comfortable with having excess money or excess food if you overindulge in food, which I do sometimes. So let me give you a scenario in this that is so common for women. You're out shopping and you think, okay, I've looked at my bank account and I know exactly how much I can spend today. And the first time you hand over your card, you get a bit of a sick feeling and you think, should I? Okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then the next time you hand over your card, it's really easy. And then the next time, the next time. And then you find yourself going, how much more money have I got in my account? And you spend it all. And I've done this where I had $5 left in my bank account and I went, what can I buy? And I went and bought a smoothie for $5 and I cleaned out my account. And it is the exact same feeling sometimes as when you overindulge in food. You feel sick from it. You feel sick and you feel guilty. So I really see this as a problem of being uncomfortable with excess money. So if you feel uncomfortable having savings or even just having more money in your account at the end of the month, then this is a block for you. And the way I suggest overcoming it is come up with a new zero for your bank account. So if you usually completely spend to zero, or maybe you go into your overdraft, just set a new limit for yourself, even if it's $50. That is your new zero. And then you don't feel like you have to go over in there. And then obviously there's an underlying problem of just feeling like you have to overindulge. Sometimes that's cleared by just letting yourself spend money normally, and then you don't have the binge cycle. All right, I'm just going to take a quick little break before we go into block five and see if there's any good comments. We're going along at a good pace. All righty. So there's so many things in here. Okay. So Anne from Ireland, she says, opposite to being too generous, which I am in most cases, when it comes to picking up the tab, people often get it for me. Is that a problem? I think it's because I'm a woman, I'm small, and I seem younger than I am. So Anne, your assignment then is I want you to pick up the tab and see how it feels. See if it feels different for you. See if it feels powerful and adult taking care of the bill one time. And if it doesn't, hey, just accept the abundance because, as you said, you know, you were too generous in some ways. Maybe this is how it's coming back to you as karma. So just try that. Okay, so we're talking about the bartering block. So it's Dana or Dana. If you're just starting out and not sure what to charge and you're not known and you're doing free work is the general way to go, how do you let go of the bartering block? This is where I'm at. Perfect question, Dana. So when I started out, yeah, I did some free work as well, but I capped it at, I think, 10 people. If it goes on much longer than that, it's something else that's coming up. You're either not feeling confident about your work or you feel like you're using it as an excuse to keep practicing. And then after that, you just pick a number, no matter how small, and you stick with it. So when I transitioned out of free work into paid work, I set my it at $75 a session. You might choose 50, you might choose 150, it doesn't matter what it is. And I just sat with that. I wrote out a script, and so I said to my free clients, I said, hi, just to let you know that our free sessions are coming to an end, and I literally read it out word for word, Dana. And I want you to get this because sometimes it feels really it can feel nerve-wracking talking about money. And I said, just to let you know, my price for a normal session is $75. And if you'd like to continue on, you know, I do have a block of six that you can buy and get a discount. And some of them were like, okay, no worries. And I was like, holy shit, they believed me. And then when I put my prices up again, I wrote out a script again and just said, hey, just to let you know, from the 1st of March, my price is going up to $90 a session. Some of them went, okay. And I was like, holy shit, they believed me. So that's how you start out, Dana, but you still have to draw a line in the sand at some point. Otherwise, that's an excuse. Okay. God, there's some really funny comments, but I don't know what they're talking about. Someone's like, I do this too. It's like, awesome. I have no idea what it is. Okay, Lisa from, it says Matcham Central Coast, said, oh my God, at 7 this morning, I encountered the first block and I refused to barter. Yes! Lisa, we are all sending you, like, an applause. I want everyone to send her applause because you will notice your income goes up when you refuse to barter. And here's a script if you're feeling nervous about this, and you can write this down, people. You say, hi, blah, 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 great to hear from you. Thank you so much for your offer. I'm really flattered that you want to do my course or, you know, want to do whatever. You know, however, I'm working on releasing my money blocks at the moment, and my coach says, if you want to say that, if you want an out, no more bartering. And then what I say under that is I say, it's always tempting when somebody like you, you know, makes this offer, because you can say, I really respect your work, or your offer sounds intriguing, or whatever, whatever, whatever. And you can say, I'll check it out, and if I, you know, if I'm interested, I would love to pay you for the course. And if you are interested in mine, here's the link. Easy, easy, easy. And see how it just kind of, it is just kind of easy. When you get over the feeling of, oh my God, they're going to think I'm a bitch. Oh my God, they're going to think I'm greedy. Then it kind of is just a normal conversation. And nobody ever writes back and says, you are such a bitch. Lisa, you are such a bitch. They usually write back and say, oh, no worries. I thought I would ask. And it's like, yeah, there's no harm in asking. And there's absolutely no harm in saying no. All right. So, Erica, amen. Since logging into the call, I've had two unexpected PayPal payments and two gift cards land in my inbox. Love ya. I love you too, Erica. You're brilliant. Erica's done my money bootcamp about 3 times, I think, now. Okay. All right. So, Mira, this is interesting. This is she's saying that she is a salaried worker. So, for example, in bartering to the universe, that's my only source of income, but I overspent a lot this year and I'm in debt. So that's okay, Mira. You know, don't focus on that particular money block. Focus on some other ones. And maybe, you know, even if you are a salaried employee, there's always ways to increase your abundance. You could get a promotion. You could take on some extra work on the side. You could start a business. But I think for salaried employees, it's maybe just looking at, you know, how much of my life am I giving away to this company and what am I getting for it in return? So that's a great question, Mira. Thank you. And same with people who are stay at home. So I can see that from LaShonda. Thank you. From New Jersey. Hi. Same thing. Just be open first to receiving more abundance. Okay. So, all right, I'm going to have to go back to the slides. We've got so many questions coming in. It's brilliant. All right, so block number 5, giving your power away to others. Now, when I was researching my book, I was looking at celebrities because a lot of us don't know that many really wealthy women in our lives. I certainly don't. You might have, you know, wealthy parents, or you might know somebody who's wealthy. I didn't know anyone wealthy. So I was looking at celebrities about what can we learn from wealthy women. And I noticed all these trends of women who got into trouble with their money because of contracts or people ripping them off or, you know, business advisors giving them wrong advice and things like that. And I really noticed how often us women give our power away to men in our life. I have done it myself before where I've said, oh, honey, can you just take care of that? Can you just deal with the bills? Can you fix up the credit card? And then if something went wrong, I'd be like, what the hell did you do? And he's like, well, you weren't interested in, you know, in taking responsibility for it. So if I made a mistake, I made a mistake. So I want you to think, where in your life are you giving away power to others? So it could be that your husband or your partner or your girlfriend or your wife, they deal with all the money and you have no idea how much you guys make, how much you spend, how much debt you're in, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I am not a debt counselor, as I think I've said before, but, you know, I think us women, we kind of need to know what the deal is with money. We need to know what's going on with insurance and life insurance and things like that. I really highly recommend Susie Orman's books for this because she really talks about all the things that women need to know about taking back their power around money, but also Lewis Frankel. So she's the author of Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office. Highly recommend if you're in a job, go out and grab it. And Nice Girls Don't Get Rich. And she talks about giving away your power a lot. This could also come up, say, for example, when you're in a business and you're setting your prices and you set your prices in relation to other people in the industry. And that's a form of giving away your power. So let's say that most women have these money blocks and a lot of women aren't charging what they're worth. So why would you then want to base your prices on other people's blocks around money and abundance? That is a form of giving away your power to others, allowing your clients to set your prices and your agenda. That's another form of giving away your power to others. I've had people email me even this week and say, your course costs too much. And this is my money boot camp. Your course costs too much. And it was like, I felt really bad for a second. And it's like, well, you know what? The price is the price. If I feel bad about it, I'm giving away my power to this woman and her opinion about what things should cost. So, you know, a way of getting over that one, I would just say, just be aware of where you feel like you're giving away your power. It could even be that you're giving away your power to your friends. So your friend goes, oh, my God, you're charging that much, and you feel like shit about it. That's another way you're giving away your power. So if anyone's got any comments on that one, I would love to hear it. Block number six. So this was being uncomfortable with excess. So I've already talked about this one. I knew that I was thinking when I was doing the shopping one, I was like, I'm pretty sure I put in that being uncomfortable with excess. So my recommendation for this one is starting a savings account. Start with a tiny, tiny, tiny amount that you feel comfortable with just to give yourself the feeling of having excess money. And this is even if you're in debt. So I started with $5 because I knew that if I went gung-ho and went, I'm going to save $300 a month, I knew that I would freak out and spend it all and raid it in some way because I would feel so uncomfortable having that money. It'd be like, oh, I should just put it on the credit card. Oh, my God, that person needs, you know, my kid needs a new pair of shoes or whatever it is. So if you would like to make this commitment today, because it's easy to set up, go and set up a savings account, even if it's a dollar that goes out every week or every month. It is highly symbolic, and it will just slowly get you used to having excess money. If you already save money, I want you to stretch your comfort zone a little bit and increase it. So I started off with $5, then I went to $7. You think I'd double it to 10, but no, I felt too uncomfortable with 10, went to 7. Then I went to 13, and then like 17, and then 25. And I just kept on increasing it every couple of weeks as I got comfortable having excess money. Alrighty. And then this is the most important one, block number 7, surrounding yourself with a poverty mindset. So this is surrounding yourself with friends who constantly complain about money, who bitch about money, who are scared about money. This is being in a mastermind, staying in a mastermind that you have outgrown. This is allowing your friends and family to pull you down around money. And really, there is an easy way to overcome this, is surround yourself with an abundance mindset. And there are a thousand different ways that you can do that. Let me give you a couple of examples. In the short term, just be careful who you hang out with. Be careful who you hang out with your friends. I'm not saying give up your friends, but, you know, just notice when they're talking about money in a negative way. Don't sit around with them and bitch about money. Don't participate in that. If you are in a mastermind and you have outgrown it, so let me give you a perfect example of this. So you might have joined like a mastermind group or a networking group or an entrepreneurial group or a mother's group or whatever, and everyone there was in the same situation. So let's take the business example. Everyone is a startup. So you talk about startup stuff and you talk about getting your first client and setting your prices and doing all that initial stuff. Now, if you follow the steps and you're constantly clearing your blocks, you are going to grow really quickly. You're going to grow quicker than other people. And then sometimes you can't stay in that group. You need to then surround yourself with people who are talking about raising your prices really, really quickly, or doubling your income in a year, or going to six figures. They're the people you need to surround yourself with next. It's not about necessarily quitting the mastermind group, but you're in a different role there. Maybe you take on a mentorship role in that group, but you're in a different group. So I just moved recently into a group of women, and it's called Six to Seven Figures. So it's all women who have got six-figure businesses, and we want to go to seven figures. Being in that group changed my vibration, and I started to see different things were possible. I took it one step further. I joined a different mastermind, and there are people in there who are my mentors, people whose books I've read, people who have eight-figure businesses, which is, you know, 10 million plus businesses. Was I scared to be in that group? Holy shit, yes. Is it stretching me? Oh, my God, yes. So that is a big, big, big thing that I really want you to consider is what groups do you need to put yourself into? This is the same thing if you've got a job. And I know there are people on here who have got a job. Don't sit in the lunchroom and bitch with people who you know are not going anywhere in their career. And I did this when I was in a job. I, you know, was best friends with the secretary. And I was a consultant. I was a junior consultant. And she would just bitch about a job all day long. And, oh, they don't pay me what I'm worth. And I never got promoted doing that. Never, ever, ever got promoted. It wasn't until I started putting myself in different situations, talking about things differently, that I started doing better in my career. So, and ditto if you're a stay-at-home mum or whatever, you've got to put yourself in situations with people who are positive and who are going to lift you up rather than drag you down. All right, so I'm going to take a couple of comments and then we're going to do clearing meditation. All right, so Susie says, how do you find entry into mastermind groups? A couple of different ways. One, you can start your own. Which is easy. You just pick a couple of people and just say, hey, would you like to meet every week and, you know, talk about stuff? So Sam from Brisbane, you had that as well, that question. And the other thing is you can join one. So my Lucky Bitch Money Bootcamp is a brilliant mastermind of women who are all seeking to raise their money consciousness. And you can find out information about that at luckybitchbootcamp.com. I really, really highly recommend that you join that. We've got week one assignments going out on Monday, and that will raise your money consciousness. And I'll tell you about that at the end because, you know, I know people are curious about it. The other thing is you can just ask for recommendations, like find someone who you know is really successful and ask them. Sometimes there's an application to get into a mastermind. Sometimes it's free. Sometimes it's run by a mentor. Sometimes it's a self-run mastermind. But I can't emphasize enough how important it is to surround yourself with people who are successful. Really, really super important. And hey, you know what? If you don't know anyone else who's got that who's got an abundance mindset, you've got me. You might think, who am I going to be friends with? It's like me and the thousands of other lucky bitches around the world. We are a community. All right. Okay, so there's lots of mastermindy kind of things. Someone said, how do you address a comment that says, wow, that's a lot of money. I don't think I can afford it. It's just too much. First of all, Cheryl from Alberta, you see how it makes you feel. And that's the only thing you need to worry about. You don't have to take on their emotions. You don't have to worry about how it makes them feel. It's really about how it makes you feel. So when I've said that, when I've heard that from people, I say, oh, I understand. You know, it might not be right for you right now. Here are my suggestions. You can join my affiliate program and, you know, make some money that way to do the course. Otherwise, I'd suggest you listen to my, you know, Make Money in 24 Hours free resource, which is on my website, and manifest the money. And if they think it's too much, that's their opinion. They don't have to do your stuff. For coaching, I mean, I don't do a lot of one-to-one coaching anymore, and I've had people say, you know, I can't afford what you're charging. And I say, great, there are a lot of coaches out there who are just starting out, and there are a lot, to be honest, there are a lot of brilliant coaches out there who are amazing at what they do, but they have a poverty mindset. I don't say that, but it's true. It's like, go find someone else. Not everyone has to work with you, Cheryl. It's totally okay. You just have to stand in your power around your money and know that you're worth it. It's totally, totally fine. Okay, so Jane from York, and we've got a few other people talking about other people about who talk about lack and money worries. So it could be your husband, it could be your mom, it could be whatever. So I know there's lots of questions about that. So first of all, change the subject. Just go, okay. When they're talking about it, kind of shield yourself from it. Kind of go, just kind of don't be so spongy and take it on as you, if that makes sense. I know a lot of us, especially in this kind of community, we've got a lot of people who are healers or into alternative therapies. We're very, very spongy people because we like to feel the other person's emotions. We like to feel empathy. So maybe before you get on the phone with your mom or hang out with your sister or have a money conversation with your husband, you can kind of just say, you know, Goddess Fortuna, help me, like, give me a bit of a shield around this so I don't take on their energy. I'm not so spongy around it. Change the subject. Don't talk to them sometimes. Limit your conversation. Interrupt them by asking another question about something completely different. For friends, I would suggest that if they're used to sitting around bitching about money, instead of doing that, go to the movies with them. They can't sit and bitch about money if they're watching Ryan Gosling. They just can't. And then after the movie, you can talk about Ryan Gosling. You don't have to talk about money. So I hope that helps. And remember, it's the exact same thing as to the person who asked about, you know, someone saying it's too much. It's like, you're only responsible for how you feel about things. That's the only thing. Okay, Amanda asks a great question. Oh, I love this. She says, I'm upgrading my sample vials for my natural perfume, and it's adding 34 cents to my cost. My question is, should I just add the 34 cents? Yes, you should. You can round it up to a better number if you want to. Do not eat the cost. It is a sabotage. It is a block. I know it's bringing up a lot of issues for you. It's bringing up a lot of issues. As you said, if it's been too expensive and you feel guilty. Block number five, right? So you can hear all of us lucky bitches. We're looking to you with love in our hearts saying you don't need to do this. You don't need to do this. It's okay. Now, for a lot of you guys who have product-based businesses, so there's a few people who, you know, sell stuff, really want you to go and have a look at your costs because it's a very common thing for women that you're actually not making very much profit, or it might even be costing you money to be in business. So it's okay for you to not only cover your costs but make money from it. So Amanda, it's okay. You're allowed to make money from it. Okay, just a couple more questions, and then I am going to we're going to do our meditation, and then I'll stay around for an extra 15 minutes after that. Okay, let me find a good one. Oh, there's so many questions. So Denise says, what do you think about offering price matches to other competitors' prices? Is there a block? You never want to compete on price, Denise. So it's okay for you to be a premium priced product. And remember, you're just matching to their blocks because most people have blocks around money. Mary says, I'm going to try and manifest enough money to do your money boot camp. Yay. Come and join us. It's really, really fun. And, yeah, if you know somebody who's done it, you know, feel free to ask them about it because it really does change your life. Susie Orman's book name, I'm not quite sure. I think it's something like 7 Things You Need to Know About Money or something like that. I'll see if I can find it. I'll post it on my Facebook wall. How do you handle family requests for your services? Do you barter? Emily. Not sure where you're from, Emily. It's up to you. I have let people in my family into my courses for free because I just thought they're family, it's no big deal. And actually one of them said, no, that's okay, that's fine, I don't want to do it. And so it was like, no big deal. It's totally up to you. I don't let my friends in unless they're like a mastermind partner, and but I don't see that as bartering. I just sort of say, look, you know, we're mastermind buddies, would you like to do my course? But I've got friends who have paid full price for my courses. So it's very, very rare that I would give a friend my course for free. It's really interesting. And family, I've never had anyone ask me. So you can just kind of say, if it's something that costs you money, you can say, look, well, this costs me money. This is the cost. Or you can say, you know, do it for free. I see it as a different energy. It really depends on how it makes you feel. If it makes you feel resentful or shit in any way, then do not do it. Do not do it. Adrian says, I'm a man and I gave my power away to others and it eventually led to my divorce. Yes, no more giving your power away, Adrian. Be a strong man. And I would suggest a great course that my husband did, and it's called the Mankind Project. Really great for men. All right. Oh, there's so many questions. Now that I've got all your questions, guys, I'll probably write lots of blog posts about it. Stacey said, it's so easy for me to spend money on my daughter but not myself. I just don't feel the need for much. I'm quite happy without. What's my homework? Stacey, I just want you to stretch yourself and buy yourself something that feels really lovely. It's not always about stuff. It could be that you buy yourself some time. So, for example, get a cleaner for your house. That could be a stretch money thing. It's not always about buying more stuff. I talk a lot about upgrading in the boot camp, but it's not always about upgrading to the most expensive. It's about making your life more simple, more fun, more beautiful, more abundant. So it could be something like that, Stacey. Could be having a night off a week and you pay for a babysitter. Find something that you find hard to spend money on and stretch yourself. All right. Okay. And remember, guys, you don't have to have every single money block. Only some of them might resonate for you. And feel free to type in for me afterwards and tell me what's the money block that resonates most for you. You might have none of them. That's cool as well. All right. So let's do this money clearing meditation. So I invite you to now put everything aside and to rest your feet on the ground, turn your arms up, turn your hands up, get comfortable and gently close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath in and out. And in again and out. And as you breathe out, I want you to imagine that all this accumulated muck from all your money blocks is just leaving your body. You're collecting it from every cell where it lives all around your body, and it's collecting like metal particles to a magnet. And that magnet is your heart. It's all collecting there. It might look really ugly for a moment, all black and dark, as all those metal particles of doubt and blockages and money clutter is accumulating in your heart. And as you breathe out, it all just releases. And your heart is all beautiful, nice and clean again. See if there's anything else. Take another deep breath. Fewer particles this time coming up, all those money blocks coming up. And releasing out. Now, I just want you to imagine you're breathing in nice, new, fresh possibility. Now, we've got the power of 1,800 women who registered for this call, probably more than that by the end of it. Imagine all of our power now linking up around the world. So imagine, if you will, the Earth. And you remember you see the Earth sometimes from space, and you see the entire Earth spinning there. And imagine now that each one of these lucky bitches around the world listening to this call and clearing money blocks lights up like a spark. And you can see it all around the world getting brighter and brighter and reaching up and up and up. Now you can feel yourself being part of that spark, part of that global movement. And that light, that beautiful white light that is emanating from all of us and going up in the sky like a beacon, it is all joining together, and together our power to clear our money blocks is multiplied, is compounded. You can feel it all cleansing us and taking us even to the next level. Breathe in that. Feel worthy of that network. Feel worthy of that love coming from each and every one of you. If you feel yourself slipping behind, it's just your story. Link up with us and join us. Allow that love and abundance into your heart, into your soul, permeate every cell of your being. because we're here together and you deserve it and you're worth it. Okay. Now in your mind's eye, imagine some point in the future. I'm going to say 5 years, but it could be a shorter or a longer time frame for you. Now I want you to imagine you've got an iPad in your hand, or you're looking through a photo album if you're old school, and you're flipping through images of your ideal life, of everything that's amazing for you in that life. So where you're hanging out, the kind of people you're masterminding with, the kind of place you're living, the events you're going to, how you spend your money, just keep on flipping through them. The experiences that you buy with more abundance in your life. Just keep on flipping through those images. See how happy and abundant you look. So see how your body looks when it's in your own ideal abundance. Is it, you know, fitter, happier, healthier, stronger, leaner, more glowing? Now as you flip through the images, I want you to pick one. Just one that really encapsulates what your life is like at its ideal abundance. So it could be a snapshot of a holiday, or it could be a house, or it could be a wedding picture, it could be something. And just stop on that picture and I want you to enlarge it a little bit. Just make it a little bit bigger. Just notice all the details on there and really see how bright this picture is. If it's in black and white, turn it up to color. If it's in color, really turn up the abundance of it. And make it bigger. Make it even bigger. Make it so it's as big as a poster. Make it so it's as big as a door frame. And keep on making it bigger and bigger and bigger until it's life size, until it's really, really big. And I want you to step into that. After three, you're actually just going to step into the image straight away. Ready? One, two, three, and step into it. Step into that space. Now you can see everything is life size. Now I want you to look at you. Look at you in that picture. Just take a notice. Scan yourself from head to toe. What does your hair, your face look like? What do your clothes look like? How do you hold yourself as a more abundant person? Scan that from head to toe. Notice what you notice. And then after three, you're going to go up and step into that version of you. Just like you were stepping into a new body. You're overtaking that body just for a couple of minutes. One, two, three, and step into that body. Now, you might have to wiggle around a little bit because it might fit differently. It might be smaller. It might be, you know, have better posture. Just step into it, wiggle into it until you kind of feel like your spine's aligned with her spine or his spine. Your hips are aligned as well, and you can feel your feet on the ground. And then open up your internal eyes, and you are in that picture. You are in that ideal life, in that ideal abundance. Now, I want you to now scan your body again from head to toe and feel how it feels to be in that abundant life. So feel how it feels to have that hair, to have that skin, that posture. How would you hold your head? How would you hold your shoulders? How would you hold your spine? How would you hold your hips? What does it feel like to be in that body, to wear those clothes, to have that abundance permeate from every cell of your body? Now we're going to anchor in this experience. Okay, so to anchor in the experience, you just feel the gravity of it. You feel your feet on the ground, and you just kind of push down that energy right deep into the ground. So you're setting down an energetic anchor. So it could be roots. It could be a steel pole from your feet right down into the ground. Anything that you feel like will really anchor you to that spot energetically. All right, so we're going to push down. We're going to count down from five, and when you're at one and zero, it's going to be right down anchored into that experience. So five, four, three, two, and one, anchored deeply into that experience. And feel the weight of it, the certainty of it, the inevitability of that reality coming true for you. Because we've just set down an energetic anchor in time and space, which means now that it's going to be so easy to manifest it because it's already happened. You've experienced it. And the more times you can put yourself into that feeling of it, and I want you to almost feel like a little anticipation in your belly, like, oh, my God, it's happening. Oh, my God, it's true. It's real. feel that tingle of anticipation. Feels so good, doesn't it? The more you can put yourself in that space, the quicker it's going to come to you. But you can just kind of feel relaxed about it because you've set your intention now. You've set the anchor. It's happening. All right, take one last deep breath in that experience. Oh, raise your hands to the sky. Say, universe, this is what I want. This is exactly what I want. And thank you so much for bringing it to me. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. All right, so we're going to come back now into our current day reality. So you can kind of feel like you can step out of the body if you want to, or you can just start to feel the awareness of your current day body, like wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, come back into the space. Really kind of shake out of it if you want to. But what I want you to leave with is that feeling of excitement and anticipation deep in your belly, that that's exactly what's happening for you. That is your ideal life. You set down an energetic anchor. You've marked it as yours. It's happening. So give your hands a shake, open up your eyes, and come back to present day reality. So I'd love to hear. You can type in, tell me how that felt for you. Tell me what you saw. That is a really powerful, powerful exercise. You can do it when you're drifting off to sleep at night. You can just do it, you know, in your imagination. You can just sometimes just get back there. You don't have to go into the whole, you know, flipping through the images. But every time you go into that space, you're going to manifest it quicker for you because you're going to believe it at a cellular level that that's totally possible for you. That's exactly what's going to happen. So we're on the hour now, so thank you so much for joining me. I am going to stick around for another 15 minutes, but if you have to leave, just want to say, you know, abundance from me to you. I love you lots. Wherever you are in the world, feel my heart, feel my my wish for you to live a more abundant life. And if you want to join me on the Money Boot Camp, which week one is starting on Monday, just go to luckybitchbootcamp.com. For everyone else, I'm going to be here for another 15 minutes, so feel free to stay if you've got the time and space. And I'm going to be answering some more questions, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about the boot camp as well. So thank you for joining me. That's such a good time. Brilliant. Okay, let me see what some of the questions are coming up. Okay, Amy says, awesome. I've got a thank you. Denise from Phoenix says, saw my house in the tropics and my organic garden as it overlooked the ocean. I was drinking a tropical smoothie drink with my tropical dress on. Oh, Denise, your homework is to find a picture of that, put it on your dream board, and put it on my Facebook page as well. So Shelley from Sydney says, feeling of stepping into that scene was so powerful and it gave me goosebumps. So goosebumps are a really good sign because it's just exactly, it's like the universe saying, this is waiting for you, it's ready. Cal from Rhode Island says, I was caught between three places. All of it was part of the life that I wanted. That's totally cool. Just do the meditation for each of those three places. It's all good. Someone said, shows me that even though I thought I knew what I wanted, I really need to clarify it. Yes, sometimes that happens. I was watching Green Bay play with my friend Sonia, Susie from Shoal Harbour. That's so awesome. Jessica says, the main thing you've taught me is clarity. I've clarified what I want instead of vague dreams. Yes, so important. Love it. Patty from, oh my God, Manahawkin. Hope that's right. Barbara from Somerset. Thank you. Okay. All right. Awesome. Sounds like everyone really enjoyed the meditation. Let's get down to some questions. So I'm just going to really quickly talk about the Money Boot Camp. If anyone's got questions specifically about that, type that in now. Hey, Coralie. Welcome. I'm glad you joined for the meditation. That's brilliant. So the Money Boot Camp, it's 6 weeks of money transformation, and we focus a lot on clearing your blocks. We don't talk specifically about those seven blocks, but we really talk about your own personal blend of sabotages. So it's different from what we covered today. And we really release them and allow yourself, give yourself permission to earn more money and to be in a network of women who are all striving for the same thing. So you can go to luckybitchbootcamp.com and read about the curriculum of it. I just want to say, I know it is a life-changing program. It actually surprised me how life-changing it was for people. And I think some of that was my own blocks to not really realizing how powerful the work I was doing was. So I can kind of just say that now without embarrassment or shame. There are a lot of money courses you can do. I don't think mine's the best. I think mine is awesome, though. So if you've got questions about that, let me know, and I'm going to go and see what other questions have come up as well. Okay. Someone, unnamed person, said, how often should I do that meditation? As often as you like. As often as you like. So Dana says, I'm selling my books. How many should I give away for free to get the word out? You know what, Dana? I don't even know if you need to. It's like, write blog posts, do videos about it. If you want to give some away to influential people, do it. But, you know, you could give away a free chapter to everyone who comes to your website, and then you get their email addresses as well. So you don't always have to give stuff away for free. It totally depends how you feel. Someone says, I've got somebody to do the invoices for me for my business. Is that giving away my power? I don't think so. I think it's smart sometimes to have someone to do things like that for you. Hiring a bookkeeper was the best thing I've ever done for my money, because I know it's taken care of, because, to be honest, bookkeeping is not my skill set. So one thing you could do with your invoices to make them really powerful, Lisa from Wales, is you know, make sure they look really beautiful. So your business is called Phoenix Consultancy. You know, do you have a really beautiful phoenix on there? Have you got a nice message on your invoices? And that way you've got a little bit of your power going out with every single invoice that you send, even though you're not the one doing it. So it's no problem at all. Someone says, what do you think about using EFT? So that's Grace from New York. I really, really, really recommend EFT. I teach it in the boot camp, and it's emotional freedom technique for people who don't know it. It's one of my main block clearing things. I love it. I think it's amazing. Okay, so lots of questions about husbands and partners and boyfriends and friends. Same thing, guys. No, Rebecca, you can't really mentor them. You just have to be responsible for how you feel about money and, you know, take a more active role. Sometimes you can have a conversation with them and say, you know, I really like to talk about money. We can go to a debt counselor together. I just straight out said to my husband, I said, the way you talk about money makes me feel really fearful, and I know that's my stuff, but it'd be really great if you could not talk about money in that way, and really help me, because, you know, I'm working on my abundance. And he went, oh, I didn't even know I was doing it. And I said, yeah, you kind of were. So have the conversation, but you are responsible for how you feel about money. Belinda says, I've always charged less or around the industry standard. How can you move to charging more? You just pick a number, Belinda, from the Central Coast. You pick a number. You might put, you know, you might increase it by 10%. And all your job is to come up, is to look at how it makes you feel and clear that. And remember, you can write out a script for your clients and just to let them know. Just say, hey, just to let you know, you know, by the 1st of March, this is my new price. Just goes. Okay. Let me see. Lots of questions about masterminds. Guys, I will write a if you go to my website, there is a blog about masterminds. If you go to luckybitch.com, there is, if you look on the right-hand side, there is definitely a post about masterminds that I did really recently. And I am starting my own mastermind later in the year. And it's going to be for businesswomen. It's a Lucky Bitch MBA program, and there will be an application process for that. But I've got no other details of that at the moment. So, okay. Gosh, there's so much stuff about other people's money. So, guys, you don't have to take on other people's money stuff. You can. It's okay. All right. So Emily from Michigan says, I laughed a little because I bartered something about 10 minutes before this started, and yes, it didn't feel right. We forgive you, Emily, and just draw a line in the sand. You hadn't drawn a line in the sand, and now you can. And it's okay if you've had long-term barter relationships. It's okay to stop them and say, hey, I know that we've been, you know, bartering about this for a while, and just to let you know, it's going to stop from 1st of March. And, you know, if I want your service, I'll pay for it, and if you want mine, you can pay for it too. No problem. Cal, I've got a big problem with the mixed messages block. Is there any way I can baby step into that? I'm a big fan of baby stepping, so just pick your goal, whatever the goal is. Write it down every day. That's your homework. Just write it down every day. Doesn't have to be fancy, doesn't have to be laminated. Just get a scrap piece of paper and write down your goal. Okay, someone's saying they found the meditation, Tara, found the meditation really hard. That's okay. It takes practice. So, you said the whole thing disintegrated. That's totally normal. It's just practice. And you said you might feel scared to daydream again. So that's just a block, and it's just something to work on. Okay. Someone said hiring a house cleaner was uplifting. I realized how much my procrastination in cleaning was flowing over to my business. Totally true, Kathy from Goulburn. And it's one of those things that's like, you're totally worth it. I love my cleaner so much. Janine in Albury says, when I hear information I feel is right for me, I sometimes feel the tears coming. What does that mean? Just wondering if it's joy or if I have a real block for sure. I think that's joy. I'm the same. I get goosebumps or I get tears. And sometimes that's just to go, wow, that's the real truth of information. So just take notice what happens when you hear that, because it's like, wow, that's truth. That's brilliant. Lara has a question about the boot camp. So the boot camp is $497 for the home study, which week one is going out on Monday. So that's Monday the 28th. And the next live boot camp, which is $1,000, it starts in April. So if you join the Money Boot Camp now, you have lifetime access to it. You don't have lifetime access to the live call because it's a Q&A call, but you have live access to the program at any time. So every time a new group goes through it, you can join the group. And you might think, why would I repeat it? It's kind of interesting. Every time you repeat the boot camp, you get lessons in a different way because your blocks come up in a different way, or you have different blocks, or, you know, now you've hit your next income block. It's very, very interesting. But you can always upgrade to the live calls if you want to. There's just an extra fee for that, but you can join it now. All right. So Adrian says, thank you for the Mankind Project. Yes. For all of you women as well who've got husbands who you feel like they need to make a change, it's really hard to say, I think you should do this personal development course. But my husband did Mankind Project. I think it's called the New Warrior Forum now. And it really did change our marriage because he felt more powerful as a man. And that can be tough if you're a powerful woman to not emasculate the men in your life. Okay. Someone says, this is a great question, Amber. I currently offer free 15-minute consults for people interested in starting with me. Do you recommend that I continue this? Yes, absolutely. It's totally about how it makes you feel, and it's about the result. If you find that you attract people who just want that free 15 minutes, then just change up how you market those. But if it's a great way of getting people into your business, do it. I do it occasionally as well, and I follow a very beautiful sales process. It's not at all salesy and just very beautiful. And I think it's great. So just do that. Shelley from Sydney about my Facebook page address. I'll put it in the forum, but it's, if you just search Denise Duffield Thomas on Facebook, you will find it because I'm the only one in the world. Okay, let me see. I'm just about to finish up because it's my mum's birthday today and she's visiting me and we're going to take her out for brunch. All right, let me see. There's lots of thank yous, tears, love it. Thank you, Lauren and Chris and Carol and Dana and Beata. Hi, Beata. Tanya, Christine, Christy, and Sora. Hi, gorgeous. Great to see you on here. Allison, Tony Louise, thank you, guys. So I'd love to stay longer, but thank you so much for all of those comments. And I really would love to see you on the boot camp, but now that you're in my world, you're kind of in it for life. It's brilliant. Now that you're a lucky bitch for life. You have an invisible tattoo that now shows the universe that you are somebody who is special and open for receiving abundance 24/7. So let's just finish. Take a great big deep breath in. If you want to stand up, stand up. Otherwise, just raise your arms to the sky. Breathe in all that beautiful abundance that's on your way. if you get some unexpected money stuff that comes in, would love to hear from you. Just write it on my Facebook wall. I'd love to hear your stories about how this webinar has impacted your life. Put your hand on your heart, deep breath in, and affirm out loud, it's my time, and I'm ready for the next step. Thank you, beautiful, for joining. This has been Denise Duffield-Thomas for the Money Blocks webinar, and can't wait to connect with you soon. And that link, again, if you want to join the Money Bootcamp, is just luckybitchbootcamp.com. Wherever you are in the world, have a beautiful and abundant day. Love you lots, and have a great day. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.